He led the Hokies to a divisional title last season. Virginia Tech went 10-4. They beat Arkansas in their bowl game. They open up this season against West Virginia at FedEx Field, September 3rd. We will get into all of that right now with Justin Fuente. Justin, great to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing very well, Jim. Thanks for having me on.
Good to have you back. This time last year, you were getting ready to start your first season at a new school with a new team. So how different does it feel now that you've got a season under your belt?
Well, it feels great. You know, we got our entire coaching staff back. They all know what to expect on a daily basis. We're not doing anything for the first time anymore. Everything's on our second go-around. I think our players have a good understanding of what our off-season entails, the requirements and the discipline level that we want them to operate at on a daily basis. And with all that being said, you got to manage against coasting or the float. You know, you can't get comfortable. You got to continue to push forward and pay attention to those details that add up to big things.
And I know you're looking ahead, not back, but I would ask you this. In your first season, you win your division, you reach the conference championship game, you had a huge comeback in a bowl game to win it, and you clinch a double-digit win season. So when you look back on that first year, how proud are you of what the team was able to accomplish?
Well, I'm really, really probably most happy for our senior class. They've been through a lot. You know, they were recruited off of Sugar Bowls and Orange Bowls and that sort of stuff, and their career just hadn't seen that success, and we certainly didn't make it quite to that level, but it was really great to see those guys handle the transition and then in turn get Virginia Tech back to the 10-win plateau, something that not too long ago Virginia Tech was almost synonymous with was getting to 10 wins and winning the Coastal Division Championship for the first time in a little while and you know, playing admirably in the championship game against a very talented Clemson team. But there's another part of me that thinks about what we didn't get done and, you know, how close we were to pulling off something pretty special. And, you know, if we had just done a little bit better in some other areas, we could have had a really, really special season. So I think there's a lot of things to learn. But I'm happy that those older kids got to taste a little bit of success.
Yeah, I'm going to try and go back to the seniors in a minute, but going back to what you said about the ACC championship game, you had a great look at it. You had a chance to knock off the eventual national champion Clemson, so it doesn't sound like it's totally out of your system, is it, or maybe does that still eat at you a little bit?
No, it still bothers me. It really does. It'll stay with me for a long time, and Clemson deserved to win the game. I'm not taking anything away from Dabo. And Clemson, they've got a fine team. They won the national championship, and that was a fantastic thing for the ACC and for Clemson. But, you know, it's a game where we had a chance to do something really, really special. We were really close, and we showed incredible toughness and discipline to battle back in that game. There was a couple times when we were close to getting run out of the stadium, quite honestly. And we continued to make some plays to continue to battle back and found ourselves with a chance at the end of the game. And that's really all you can ask is to put yourself in a position to have a chance to pull it off. And we just fell a little short. And I can remember many times, and whether I was in junior high shooting free throws to win the basketball game or playing football, my dad saying, you know, if you put yourself in that situation enough times, you're going to come through. But occasionally, it's, you know, you're not going to come through. And, you know, living and improving off of those moments are what's important. So we've tried to take it in stride, but it still doesn't mean it doesn't bother me.
Virginia Tech head football coach Justin Fuente joining us. You know, I could argue that the season would have been successful no matter what happened in that bowl game against Arkansas. But when you fell behind 24-0 and then you come back to score 35 unanswered points in the second half for the biggest comeback in school history, what did that then mean to you and to the program?
Well, I thought it was a special moment for our players. You know, I think I was fitting that team last year kind of holds the record, if you will, for the biggest comeback in Virginia Tech history because of the incredible grit and determination and toughness that they've shown. And, you know, we went in there at halftime, and our overwhelming sense in the locker room was, let's get back out on the field and go fix this thing. You know, it wasn't a bunch of guys hanging their heads or pointing fingers or doing anything other than saying, man, we certainly have dug ourselves a hole here. Let's go get out of it right now. And it was almost like halftime couldn't get over quick enough. And, you know, I know we were down by 24 points, but I felt good about where we were at. And we had had a good week of preparation. Getting to 10 wins was important to that football team. It wasn't that we were sleepwalking through the first half. It was one of those days where in the first half, the harder we tried, the worse it looked. And we kind of righted the ship there in the second half, and it was a pretty gratifying victory.
Justin Fuente, my guest. Now you're preparing for year number two. One of the big questions is, who's going to be your starting quarterback? Josh Jackson, A.J. Bush, Hendon Hooker, they're all competing for the job. But if you take a step back, you've coached guys like Andy Dalton and Paxton Lynch in the past. So when you're looking at a starting quarterback, exactly what are you looking for? In other words, is it just about physical ability, or are you looking for something other than that?
Yeah, for us, we look for a couple pretty simple things, and two of them are very easy to measure and one's not. One is predicted outcomes. I mean, you know, how many times is our guy through practice and through simulated games and scrimmages, is he doing exactly what we're asking him to do? And that may not always manifest itself in a completion or a touchdown, because guys on the outside may not always execute it perfectly as well. But, you know, how many times, how consistent are we in terms of executing what we're asking you to do every single time? Secondly is valuing the football. You cannot play quarterback if you don't take care of the ball. No other position has a greater control in the outcome of a football game than the quarterback, and that's good or bad. So first of all, you got to value the football. And then the last thing, which is harder to measure, is how do I feel when you're in the game? You know, how does Brad Cornelson, our offensive coordinator, feel when you're out there operating? And that's that's sometimes harder to find, but it's part of it. And you know, the overall feeling of your ability to handle your emotions and handle the ups and downs of the game, you know, take a big hit and get up and play the next time. To me, those are kind of feeling things that go into us making a decision.
We're talking to Justin Fuente for another moment or so. You know, you touched briefly on the offseason and the coming season and the expectations. You open up against West Virginia in FedEx Field. Now, there's certainly easier ways to start your season than facing a Dana Holgorsen offense, but at the same time, do you find that having an opponent like that right out of the gate helps to focus your players during the offseason?
Well, certainly I would love to have a returning junior quarterback and guys on the outside returning and all that sort of stuff to play in a game like that. But we don't have that, and that's just the facts of the way we are right now. But I do like the attention that it's gotten from our players in terms of understanding the urgency that we've got to prepare with. We can't this season, we can't dip our toes in the pool and see if it's warm or cold or if we like it and ease our way in. We've got to go get on the high dive and jump in the pool. And the urgency with which that it's going to take for us to prepare throughout the summer and through two-a-days to be ready to play in that first game is something that I think has helped our guys throughout the summer.
Justin, you and I have talked in the past about your relationship with Frank Beamer. And he's a big part of the Virginia Tech standards being so high. I know you're involved in the Drive for 25, which is a campaign led by Coach Beamer. Exactly what is that campaign, and why is that so critical?
Well, it's critical to the long-term success of Virginia Tech athletics. And, the number 25 is pretty special here at Virginia Tech. Some people across the country don't know that Frank played here as well. He wasn't just a great coach here, but he was a great, great player here. And he wore number 25. And, the Hokie Club is kind of like our, so to speak, booster club here at Virginia Tech. And Whit Babcock, our athletic directors, decided that we've got to get to 25,000 memberships, and Coach Beamer's kind of spearheading that. He's just out traveling the country. He's going to be in Dallas and in California, and all throughout the country, because we do have Hokies spread out through the United States, continuing to raise awareness. The single best thing Hokies can do to help Virginia Tech is join the Drive for 25, join the Hokie Club. And we've tried to do things as a football program to pay homage to the number 25 with our special team player of the week. And it's really been fun to see Coach Beamer get involved with that in many different ways.
He was the 2016 ACC Coach of the Year, of course, the head coach at Virginia Tech. And again, the Hokies open up against West Virginia at FedEx Field on September 3rd. Justin Fuente joining us. Justin, great to have you back. Thanks so much for the interview, and I hope we can do it again soon.
You bet. Sounds great. Thanks for having me on, Jim.
That was fun. Justin, thank you very much. Virginia Tech in very good hands. They had a great year last year. But as he points out, it was a great year, but in the back of his mind, he's still thinking about the one that got away. He said, taking nothing away from Clemson. They won a national championship. They earned it. It was great for the conference, but they were right there. They had a look at it. And again, to come back from that, to fall behind 24-0 in a bowl game and score 35 unanswered points in the second half for the biggest comeback in school history.